Welcome to the Soul Sounds Lighthouse, a portal of energy transmissions from spirit guides streaming light frequencies through sound. These vibrational messages get under your skin, activating your soul sounds. This podcast is channeled for the soul-led, light beings, conscious creators, intuitives, light workers, light leaders, and those remembering. You're invited to play with these sounds and expand into your true frequency. Let them flow through you and co-create with them. I'm Laís Cort, a soul-seer and magic space holder for your inner light to shine through. Enjoy the experience. Welcome back to the Soul Sounds Lighthouse. Today I have my friend Courtney Tiffany. She's a writer, intuitive, and modern priestess of the divine feminine. Courtney teaches women internationally how to connect to the divine feminine via goddess, spirituality, and archetypal embodiment. And we talked a lot about embodying the archetypes, the feminine archetypes, all the archetypes, as her new book is talking about as well in this episode. She's the founder of the Monthly Goddess Alignment, author of Journey to the Soul, and creator of the Goddess Affirmations Oracle Deck. She's dedicated to helping others gain clarity, access Shakti, and reconnect with their true essence and soul wisdom. And of course, we sung embodying this feminine divine energy as well with lots of passion. And we invite you to embrace that part of you as well and bring all the passion, all this glowy side of your personality to sing your soul with us. So come along, sound your soul, and enjoy the experience. This isn't real, this is surreal. Everything you go through, it's part of what you see in life becoming bolder and bolder and golder, so that you can see the shimmer of life.
I've been feeling into like Aphrodite, Venus, and that like golden shimmer. That's like, it's perfect. You know, because she's the golden one. That's how they refer to her as. She is this beautiful, sensual, playful, like, goddess. And that's, to me, it's just like, okay, let's shine.
I felt into Isis when I heard, we heard this because of the gold and the boldness. Mm-hmm. So I'm feeling you in this. And the other thing with the being surreal and on, I've been feeling things that I normally would think, you're probably going a little bit crazy if you believe in this. Feeling time and time again more like the actual reality. So yeah, I feel that maybe surreal is a good word for these days.
Yeah. I'm feeling into that. Like, I feel like when we finally understand that we are the co-creators and that we get to choose and that we get to follow our passions, we get to do whatever we want. There's literally no one stopping you except for you.
Yes.
Right? And when you get over that ridge, that's when it's surreal. Like when you awaken and you realize that you have this incredible power and you pursue it fearlessly and you get to live the life of your dreams, that's surreal. And it's beautiful and it's golden and it's shimmery and it feels so good.
That's what it is.
Yes. 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 And this is the time. This is the time to do it.
Shine on, let yourself
shine on. Let yourself shine on. Spread your wings and fly. High, high, high. You are made of liquid crystal, you shimmer inside. You are made of pure vibration, let yourselves shine. You are made of liquid crystal, you shimmer inside. You are made of pure vibration, let yourself shine. Let yourself shine. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Just crack open and let yourself shine. Crack open.
Expand, open up, let us see you shine. Crack this shell, open up, let yourself be all.
Wide open, crack wide open. Feel as your wings expand. Feel as the breeze lifts you up off of the ground and take flight. Take flight and shine your light. Take flight. Follow, shine on, shine on, shine as the sun. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
The truth that you see is one third of the truth, truth, the truth. There's so much more of you, truth, the truth.
The golden light is within you.
The truth that you see is a third of truth.
Nowhere else.
True,
you alone hold true. This orb.
There's so much of you, there's so much more of
golden
you.
Rays absorbed.
Crack open to see.
Crack open. Crack open and explore.
Crack open to see. Crack open to see. I love it.
I'm like, oh.
Thank you for cracking open. So, so good.
Thank you.
You have a beautiful voice, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you.
So grateful to do this with you.
I am truly honored to be here. I always, when I was a little girl, I used to spend hours in my room, like hairbrush in my hand. Like one day I'm going to be on stage. Maybe not singing, but you know, the like that inner superstar. It's that inner light. It's that inner light. It's got to shine.
We are all the superstars of our own.
Oh, yes. Yeah. We are all standing on our own stages. Yeah. We are all, yes, superstars. Mm. I love that.
I feel when we get together to do this, it's like supernova, like clashing of stars. It's so good.
I can like feel like flushed, like it's just... It's always light with you. It's just always pure light. There's no space for anything else. Just like your pure like radiance.
Thank you. I feel the same with you. So sisters.
Yes. Thousands of miles away, but that's stars, right? In the galaxy. Like it doesn't matter where you are. Doesn't matter how far you travel. Doesn't matter where you've been. Like we are equally as bright, equally as radiant, equally as beautiful. Yeah. And our own radiance, you know, our own shimmer.
And it's all vibration. So we pick up our energy and we vibrate together. We resonate together. We can find each other just by tuning to the same frequency.
So I don't know how the light is with you right now, but on my screen, there's like a rainbow. Wow. When I look at you, there's a rainbow.
It has been happening a lot.
See, you're just pure radiance.
I'm not going to try to explain the magic of it.
Right. No. It's just, it is what it is, right? Yeah. It's just witness it. I've been thinking about that a lot lately, just like these small moments, right? Like there are so many gifts and so many beautiful things in the world, so many moments to just take in and, you know, literally stopping and like smelling the roses. It's kind of how I feel like the need to just slow down and enjoy and witness the beauty and see the magic. Because it's always there. It's always there. But it's like tuning into that frequency, right?
I love that you brought the smelling the roses, even because I have roses in my bag now. Yeah.
I'm telling you, it's like Venus, it's Aphrodite, it's this, the lover, like and the maiden, it's just the sweet, simple pleasures of life.
That's where I wanted to segue, because we started talking about Aphrodite and you work with this archetype. So yeah, tell us more about the Aphrodite energy and this lover, passionate energy. I want to get a little bit of this in here.
So the first thing that just comes into mind is La Dolce Vita, or I don't know, how would you say it? Well, in Vita. Spanish, just the sweet life. And that's what it is. I mean, the lover, the archetype of the lover is just opening up. It's cracking open is what it is. And just experiencing life in all of its radiance and all, like, just the simple pleasures. Like I was thinking earlier today, I'm just like a really juicy peach, just like biting into it. And when like the juices run down your mouth, like to me, that La Dolce Vita, like it's just, but savoring that bite, right? taking a moment and feeling like the sweetness and the tang and just being present. That is really what's required when we step into the lover. And the lover, we tend to think of it as like romantic relationships, partnerships, sharing ourselves with another person. And yes, like it can be, but it doesn't have to be. The lover is available to all of us. And it's Aphrodite has taught me how to just follow my desires, follow my passions, and follow what brings me joy, right? What's gonna give me pleasure? Is it throwing on a fancy like summer dress and just like doing my hair and putting on some lip gloss or perfume? Like that makes me feel beautiful, right? Aphrodite, Venus, that's the goddess of beauty, love, fertility, passion, and it's so much more than just like sex. I feel like everyone like, oh yes, she's like a fertility goddess. She's, you know, she's always pictured naked. Like, but there's so much like beauty in that too, right? Being, feeling beautiful, being in like just our natural state, right? But it's tuning into that. And that is the biggest gift of Aphrodite, I feel like, is just living the sweet life, going after and doing the things that bring you joy, bring you pleasure. We are, as humans, like creatures of habit. We just get into our routines and like these cycles, and it's just, we miss those fleeting moments. Okay, I'm hungry. I'm going to grab a peach. I'm just going to eat this. But I'm not going to savor it. I'm not going to enjoy it. No, Aphrodite says, slow down.
Yeah.
Slow down. Savor it. Right? Enjoy each bite. That's the sweet life.
Savor is such a, it's a delicious word on itself. Like, it's a mode of life, savoring everything. And it's not just food, it's savoring the moment, savoring the smell, savoring everything. And when you said about you being depicted naked, the natural that you mentioned there, I feel that that's what this is about.
Yes. Even in the song that we were listening to earlier, like, be you, right? Like, what's the saying? Like, be you, everyone else is taken. Like, That is your beauty, like just your experiences, your wisdom, everything is like, you're like this neatly packaged star, right? This like radiant golden orb. It's, oh.
You know, if bringing to astrology, Aphrodite is, of course, is related to Venus.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's the same thing. It's just Greek, Roman, and so on. But it is this divine feminine, and there are so many divine feminines. And I know that you work with all of them. And I wanted to ask you, what are the ones that you feel that your clients, the people in your group, and your readers also from your book relate the most, and also with what you relate to the most? I know that it's phases sometimes, but
it is. So the divine feminine is the fullest expression, right? It encompasses everything. And so right now, just this cycle I'm speaking to it, I want to say the maiden, only because in the northern hemisphere, we just had the spring equinox, right? So when we were singing, the birds were going crazy outside my window, like loud bird song. And I've been noticing more like, hummingbirds, flowers, like spring, you can just smell it. I take a walk every morning with my kids and like, we just literally stop and smell the roses. It's just you like, this is my favorite time of year. And it's the awakening of the maiden, right? She's breathing life into everything. So for me personally, it is this sprouting. I feel like the last few months, and I've been like reflecting on this a lot, like the beginning of the year, everyone has like New Year's resolutions and everything, right? And like, you like have this long list of things that you want to do and you get really excited. And that's the maiden. It's like that beginning, you're starting a new project. But I feel like, again, this comes full circle with cracking open. I feel like we've been taking all that energy, all of the excitement, right, of this new year, because we're all done with 2020. Like and putting this into like a seed, right? And for me, I've kind of felt like in limbo lately, because I've planted this seed now. So now I'm like completely in darkness. Nothing's happening. I don't see anything happening, right?
But it is happening.
But I know that with time, patience, love, nourishment, little bit of water, little bit of sunlight, the seed is going to crack open, right? And sprout and bring forward new life, right? And grow. And who knows what it's going to turn into, but that's the beauty of it, right? And to me, that is like the full essence of the maiden. It's like, I have this vision. I have this idea. I have this passion, this thing that I want to do. Here it is, right? I'm going to continue to nurture it. Things don't always look like anything's happening. It doesn't really feel like anything's happening. But one day really soon, it's going to sprout. And you're going to be able to just take it all in when it's in full bloom, right? And that's, yeah. So I've been feeling into the maiden. Just like this new perspective, this like breath of fresh air. Also combined with the lover, slowing down, feeling into what feels good. What feels good? Those are the two that keep popping up for me. We're also approaching Earth Day, and I felt very called also to like the mother, like as just this eternal source of nourishment, comfort, unconditional love, right? All things that you need, right? When you want to grow something, when you want to even heal, when you want to be supported and reminded, right, that you are radiant light. Like that unconditional love from the mother is so warming and inviting, and feeling into that. And probably also, like, I've been gardening a lot, like, just, you know, it's spring, let's see what happens. So literally like digging my hands into the earth, like feeling the sun kiss my skin, like trimming back everything, like literally even just pulling weeds. I'm like, I've never felt more connected to just like that pulse of life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, okay. There's three for you, the maiden, the mother, and then the lover.
And it's kind of motherly to pull the weeds as well. It's like you're protecting your little baby so that they can sprout.
I didn't even think of it like that. Yeah. Totally true. Mm. And also taking out, like removing those things that we don't need, you know, almost like cutting cords, like, okay, this is not serving me. This is not healthy. This is not what I need right now at this moment. So let me come back, you know, to present moment and ask myself, what do I need? Right? Or what feels good? Where is that pull? Where is that drive, that light coming? You know, where do I want to follow? Yeah, it's kind of like, I always think of the archetypes as threads. I think we've had this conversation before, but I think of like the divine feminine, right? But then she also has, she's got all of these different threads, and these are the archetypes, and I call them like threads of Shakti. Shakti being life force, Kundalini energy, and you can just pull apart like each one. But so we have the lover, the maiden, the mother, but we can combine them together, right? We can weave this beautiful tapestry with these threads. We're not just one thing, right? We are multidimensional beings.
Yeah.
And we can express all of them, right? You can be the mother, but you can be fierce and protective, right? Like if somebody's threatening like your babies, right? You're going to stand tall and you're going to be protective and fierce. And it can, and then you can also like your children getting in trouble, like you wanting to keep them safe. You can also be like the stern, but it's coming from a place of like unconditional love.
Yeah.
Right. So there's so many different expressions and different ways that they manifest. And that's what's beautiful, is like weaving together all of these different parts of ourselves.
I know, right? We talked about this before, but this time when you spoke about threads, I connected back to music, kind of like, for example, I'm gonna pick a harp instead of a guitar just because it has more threads, more chords. It's all the sound of a harp, but each one has a different tone,
mm-hmm.
sound, and I feel that that's what you're talking about with the archetypes. We have all these tonalities within us, and we get to tap into each one.
Right, and we all have our different melodies.
Yeah,
we're all putting them together. We all have the same chords, but we're just plucking different things at different times.
Yes.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
You're writing a book where you're basically separating these threads so that people can weave them together.
Mm-hmm. Back again,
you want to talk about this?
Yeah, so I go through 13 different archetypes, 13 threads of Shakti, and talk about their most divine expression, right? The one that is based in like pure unconditional divine love, not like the shadow aspects, right? Because that's the frequency that we want to tune into. When we're tuning into these archetypes, we're wanting to tune into that frequency. And what the book is really about is how to embody each one. Embodiment being the key to unlocking the feminine mysteries, right? We tend to think of things very logically. We want, and I've structured it that way. Like here's this, here's this, here's this, right? Here's how to do this. Here's a ritual. But it's really about tuning into that and embodying that and awakening that specific thread of Shakti. So the mother is a very common one, right? We all came from mothers, right? We all relate to the mother in one way or another. We all have different experiences around the mother too, right? That are going to have, you know, we're all going to have different feelings towards that archetype. But it's about awakening that within you, right? And connecting and healing that thread of Shakti. Right. And And recognizing and understanding that, like you said, like we go through phases. It's not like you are one archetype all the time, right? Like we love personality tests. I feel like we want to know our sun sign, our moon sign, what's your Myers-Briggs, what's your Enneagram, what's your human design, like, and that's a great tool. But archetypes is like, okay, you're all of these archetypes. All of these archetypes are available within you. They're going to express, some of them are going to be expressed more strongly than others. And then at other times, like you're just going to not be able to relate to them at all because it's cyclical. Yeah. Right. And so, and it's different. But like you said, you're learning to weave these all together. And the beautiful thing about the archetypes is that they each have something. They each have wisdom to share with us. They each have gifts, lessons to teach us. It was the archetype of the witch that really helped me to actually step into my power and kind of own who I was, right? And the goddesses that embody that archetype, right? And some of them are dark goddesses too. So it's with those. Yeah, go ahead.
What are the goddesses?
So some of the goddesses that represent the witch specifically are Hecate, the Greek goddess of witchcraft, the crossroads, the moon. There's also the Celtic goddess Morrigan. I tend to think of her as like one deity. A lot of people refer to her as the Morrigan, as if she's like comprised of three, but just in my own personal practice, she is Morrigan. or like Morgan Le Fay. There's also the Celtic or Welsh goddess Ceridwen or Ceridwen, who is the keeper of the cauldron, goddess of inspiration and wisdom. She's also expressed as a crone, like, and again, these goddesses all have different threads, different archetypes running through them too. So it's kind of this, like, not like this huge jumbled mess, but I really just break it down right into archetypes and then the goddesses that you can work with to help you tap into that. That frequency, that energy of Shakti.
Yeah. I feel that you're going to bring some exercises to this book as well, because Journey to Soul has exercises to tap, which are really good.
There are journal prompts. there's a list of goddesses for each archetype that you can work with, and it's going to be different for everybody, you know. So I'd like to include those resources, whether people use them or not. I mean, I can only do so much, right? I'm just a guide. I'm just here to be like, present you with the information. It's up to you to do the work. And you know, it's up to you to truthfully, you know, answer those questions and explore that part within yourself. And then, of course, there's also a ritual to connect with each archetype. But if somebody needs even more or wants to explore that archetype even further, I have archetypal activations on my website so they can go in. This is something we do inside like the monthly goddess alignment. So they can actually, so I walk them through essentially like a guided meditation. And again, I'm just opening the door. I'm just the guide, right? I'm just the gatekeeper, and it's up to them to really embody it. Right? Because embodiment, I can't tell you what to feel. Like I can't, you know what I mean? Like it's going to feel differently and be expressed differently through everybody. Yeah. So that's what I do.
I love it. I love it.
It's been a game changer for me. I mean, it just helps for me personally, just to understand myself better and to honor those different seasons and those different cycles, right? And not, I feel we get so like caught up on like labels too. And that's why like it's really about embodiment. It's not really about what you call yourself or the label of the archetype, right? If I want to feel like a queen, I'm going to embody the queen, right? I'm going to step up. I'm going to rise up and I'm going to treat myself and honor myself as the queen that I am, right? It's a way of being, right? It's not a label.
Yeah.
It's, yeah.
Not a test result.
Right.
And I love that you mentioned that we have all of them. The same thing, I always relate back to either music or astrology, but it's the same thing with astrology. Everyone has all the signs, even if you don't have, like, I don't have anything in my chart with that sign. It's still ruling a house, which means it's ruling a part of your life. So in some part of your life, it will show up.
Right.
So even like when you say the mother, some people might decide or not decide, but anyway, not to be mothers, they right. still gonna have that energy.
Totally. Even if they're taking care of like an animal or a plant, or I mean, like, or they're caretakers, or you know, in their careers, they might embody that. It doesn't mean that you have to have children, right? Or even a project, right? You have a project, you start this thing. Yeah, you birth it. You put it out into the world, right? That is embodying the mother. Yeah.
Yeah. It's good for people to know that there's no one thread that is not available. Going back to your threads, there's no one thread that is not available. It might be that it's less obvious to you, but they can pull each of them.
Yeah, like I think of it like you're this beautiful tapestry, right? With all of these different threads, all of these different colors. And sometimes like those threads snag, or like they get cut, or they just don't like feel right, because either you're expressing it like in the shadow aspect, or it hasn't been healed, or, you know, but again, we are co-creators of our life, of this tapestry, and we're constantly cutting these threads, right? And reweaving and remaking how we want this tapestry, how we want our lives to look. We are all our own weavers, right?
Mm. That's a great line. I want to hear more about the monthly goddess alignment and also about your deck.
My oracle deck?
Yes.
Yeah. So I'll just briefly mention that. So it's called the Goddess Affirmations Oracle Deck. Affirmations were something that I included in Journey to Soul. They have been a huge game changer in my life, just because as somebody who is like analytical, always overthinking, I used to be so stuck up here and not in here, right? Affirmations, the way I talk to myself, the way, you know, I view what's happening, like they've been extremely helpful. So I channeled an oracle deck with 44 different goddesses and just their wisdom that they can share with us. And you know what? Since we're here, let's just pull one, because I have it right here. Let's just see. Pele. So this is the Hawaiian goddess of volcanoes, of fire. And it says, I release all stress and make time for passion and play. I feel like passion, play, la dolce vita, right? But you got to cut the cords. You got to like... can't linger on the stress and worries, things out of your control.
You can't dance side.
Yeah. So I have a few of those left, and those are available on my website, CourtneyTiffany.com. But I'm also, what I'm because I love goddesses, archetypes, the divine feminine, it's really the monthly goddess alignment is a way to kind of give back to the divine. For me, it's just a way to like honor all of the beauty, all of the gifts that the goddess has given me. And I love to explore. I love learning about goddesses and different myths and their archetypes and how just spending time with them and learning about them and their wisdom and kind of opening up and seeing, okay, what can she gift me, right? What lessons do I need to learn here? And so inside the monthly goddess alignment, we focus on one goddess every single month, and just really kind of talk about who she is, what her stories, her myths are, what she represents, what she can teach us. Like we're talking about Aphrodite. Aphrodite has taught me a lot, right? And the more I like spend time with her, the more I learn, right? And again, each goddess has this different frequency. She just feels different energetically. So being able to kind of play and explore all the different faces, right? Because to me, the divine feminine, the divine is the divine, right? And it's expressed masculine and feminine, right? And I tend to just focus on the feminine because that's the part of my life that has been missing my entire life. And once I found that, like everything clicked. So, and there's so much wisdom that women have, right? That we can share. And recognizing that like we're part of the divine and the divine is a part of us, right? Again, this co like creative state where we're all one, we are all connected. But by tuning in to just tuning the dial to one different goddess, there's so much wisdom there, right? And learning about her and applying that to my own life. It's a way for me to be in devotion, but there's so many amazing women too who love to go with me on these journeys. And so each month we have like a new moon ceremony. We do guided meditations. I create little devotional cards, like infographs with all of her info so they can kind of create their own little booklet. And then I host Temple. So every week, every Monday, there's a new video that's released. And this is, again, and it's just, we're just talking like this, like what's coming up? What does the goddess have to say? What can she teach us? Let's go into this myth a little bit more because there's so much, like a story is just a story, right? It's just like this compilation of words, but until you actually get in there and like dissect it and be like, okay, what does this symbolize? What does this mean? I just have to bring meaning to everything. Yes. There is so much more than meets the eye.
That's so true. And there are so many things that are sometimes like messages, like hidden messages within these myths and even within images and so on. I'm gonna share something with you that I haven't shared with anyone yet. I heard from Isa von Falois, I think that's how you pronounce her last name, that the Black Madonna in Spain was not Mother Mary but Mary Magdalene. Mm-hmm. And we have a Black Madonna as the protector of Brazil. Mm-hmm. And I started thinking, I feel that our Black Madonna is Mary Magdalene too. And maybe all Black Madonnas are Mary Magdalene. And I couldn't prove it. So I actually have a statue of, which is behind me, of our Black Madonna here. And I went to take a look further in the statue. And she has these little angels under her feet. And that was like, I know she's Mary Magdalene, because every painter of the Renaissance, when they painted Mary Magdalene, painted her with the angels carrying her to the heavens to meet Jesus. So there's little things hidden.
Yeah. And again, And everyone always asks me which goddess do I work with? Who should I, there's always a time, there's always a season. And I know, like, and your connection with Mary Magdalene, like, I feel like we all kind of have our patron deities in a sense. Like, there are some that, like, I've worked with for years that will never leave me. And they're just kind of like this guiding force, right? Like, on my, like, spirit guide team, like, it's, they always come back around. Yeah, that's beautiful. I love that. Mary Magdalene's been one that I've been wanting to, like, dive in further, but she's also one that I'm, like, a little scared of, to be honest, because I know that there's so much there. There's so much there.
I guided a journey with her. If you're interested, I can send it to you.
Okay. There's like a ton of like books on my list. Send it. I'd love that.
I completely understand. She goes deep. Of course, I'm going to put the links in the show notes for people to go to your website. And also, you have this free mini printable version of the affirmations deck if anyone wants to check it before getting it, or just go and get it, because it's amazing.
Yeah, the free download is just, I think, like 16 or 18 of the cards. So it's not the full deck, but it's just a taste. If you just want to, like, see what this is all about, see who these goddesses are. It's just something fun. And yeah, for sure.
Thank you so much for sharing your wisdom and your connection to the goddesses and how we can connect with them and these archetypes as well. It was such a beautiful conversation with you, and for sharing your voice.
I'm excited to see it, to like play it back and watch it all again. Thank you for having me. I'm glad we got to do this.
The Soul Sounds Lighthouse was brought to you from sunny Brazil to reach you anywhere in the world. If this podcast touched you in any way, reach out on Instagram. You can DM me or tag me and share the goodness. And of course, if you wish to experience your own soul sounds, DM me Soul Sounds Sanctuary. These sessions are channeled for you and with you. And I can't wait to guide you on this journey to the temple of ecstatic dreams. Have a beautiful week and enjoy your sound.